back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We are joined almost every night, actually every night, with Gina Grad. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you.
And she does the news, and it sounds a little something like this.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I get along with Gina. I'm not a huge fan.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
News time.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, we have our differences, but, you know, we make it work.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with the news?
Well, the Montecito Tea Fire continues to blaze up in Santa Barbara County. Even tonight, residents are still evacuating the area.
Oh, and, man.
Yeah, as of this evening, authorities did say that the fire is 0% contained.
Wow.
And has already claimed such buildings as the Mount Calvary Retreat House, which actually was home to many monks. And,
I saw that today on TV.
Oh, God, broke my heart. As well as many dormitories and classrooms at Westmont College. This fire that has destroyed more than 200 homes so far is disrupting the lives of celebrities as well.
Uh-oh.
Yes, in this first clip, Rob Lowe tells Oprah Winfrey on her show that as the fires began to blaze in his neighborhood, he wasn't even aware that anything was wrong.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Not very observant.
I was watching the football game with my son, and my wife called. It must have been right at 5:45 and said, Montecito's on fire, get out. And I thought she was kidding because there was no indication that there would be any problem whatsoever. But we got in the car, pulled out of the driveway, and the entire mountain behind us was flames 200 feet high shooting into the air.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Guy's sitting there watching a football game. That's so typical of dudes. You got a great game that's you know, going to go into overtime. And it was Brett Favre, I believe, playing in that game, right? Was it the Jets last night?
I don't think either of us can help you with that.
Yeah, I think it was the Jets and the Bostons or the New Englands. I don't know. But that's great. Guys are watching a football game and like, hey, your house on fire. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll get to it.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on there?
In this next clip, Oprah, whose 42-acre sprawling estate in Montecito remains untouched for now, commented today on what she would rescue first from a burning building.
All right, here we go.
What would you have done? I would have, for me, I don't have kids, so the most important thing for me was my dogs.
Yep.
And I said to Bob, Bob said, what else? And I said, Sophie's ashes, my little dog, Sophie's ashes. And Gail said today, how ironic, you want to get Sophie's ashes because if the house burned down, they would be ashes.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You want to grab the ashes. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
People with their dogs, man. All right. You know, see, this is the difference between, like, real guys and, like, douchebags. But, and this is a real guy, I think. But Arsenio Hall was telling me this on Wednesday after we were done working. He said his dog died, like, I don't know, a year or two ago.
Right.
He's had this dog for a long time. His kid, that's the only dog his kid knew. And it was a German Shepherd. And it was, you know, 14, 15 years old.
Old dog.
Yeah. And he was very, very sad about it. And he told a couple of his buddies, he go, hey, man, you know, really, really sad.
You missed the
eye. Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? What happened? He goes, my dog died. And they start laughing in his face. Your dog died? You're crying because your dog died?
That, I mean, come on, Tim, that's not right.
I know it's way over the top, but I sort of understood it, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of thought, well, you know, these guys are just, I guess that's the way these guys are, you know, busting his balls and...
Oh.
And
that's no good. I've never even had a dog, and I know that's no good.
But wouldn't you rather have a friend like that than a friend who starts crying with you and remembering the dog? And remember we took it to the dog park on White Oak near Victory?
I've definitely cried for other people's lost pets. So.
If I told somebody my dog died, I don't want them to start with, oh, man, you were a good dad to the dog. You know, the dog loved you. I don't want any of that crap.
I actually told somebody, they said this is the thing that got them out of their depression because their dog died. I said, seriously, if I were to come back as one thing, it would be your dog. Because most humans don't know the kind of love that you gave that dog. He burst into tears. That was a great thing.
See, that's what he didn't need, you know? You going over the top with, you know, what a great dad you were to the dog, and that dog will miss you. Did you keep the chain? You know, that dog. but, you know, that's why guys don't really tell other guys their dog died.
Yeah.
Because most guys don't know how to react to it.
bust out laughing.
Yeah, like, you know, we used to, the guy used to work here at the station said his cat died. And I'm like, all right, are you going to get another one? That's always what people don't want to hear.
Yeah.
You know? You going to get another one? But I don't know how to react to that. You know, I don't know how to react to somebody saying, you know, my dog died.
Can't you just give him a, huh? Oh, drag.
Yeah, that's too bad, man. That was a great goddamn dog. All right, what else is going on?
Well, a new German study shows that people who divorce die years sooner than others, putting them in company with smokers, the homeless, and the poorly educated. Researchers chose to study a group of 50-year-old subjects because they have already experienced a lot and adopted behaviors that have an influence on death risk, and found that divorced people, on average, had a lifespan of 9 years shorter.
Wow.
Yes. Now, people who have found had the highest life expectancy were non-smokers, moderate drinkers, married people, high school educated people, and the employed.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to die tomorrow then. All right.
You got a little bit going for you.
Nah, I don't really have
Hey, you're married?
Yeah, I'm married, but...
How's that education working out?
Yeah, the education's smoking. Not bad. The cigarettes are starting to rear its ugly, side effects and...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot a part. It says here the people who swear a lot also.
Jesus.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
Drink, swear, and smoke. A-hole. All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, after witnessing the success of the Day Without a Mexican protest back on May 1st, 2006, LA Times columnist Joel Stein has recommended, as you've heard, that the gay community jump on the bandwagon and hold the first Day Without a Gay protest.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is. It's slated for Friday, December 5th. This protest is intended to show the community how people's daily life would be adversely affected with the absence of the gay workforce.
Mm.
And, you know, just before you say that this isn't going to work, some celebrities have already signed on to participate in this little social experiment. In this clip, Stein leaks the names of a few celebs that are on board for this.
All right. Who's going to do the news and run the board that night?
Hey-o!
Thank you very much. All right, here we go.
So far, Neil Patrick Harris told me he won't go to work that day.
What's he doing? Doogie Howser 2?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he's not going to work.
No.
So far, Neil Patrick Harris told me he won't go to work that day. Which I appreciate, and
I dropped a syllable there, my brother.
I mean, he won't go to work that day, which I appreciate, and Kathy Griffin's giving all of her staff the day off, because I assume they're all gay.
Wait, who's giving the whose staff off?
Your favorite.
Kathy Griffin's giving all of her staff the day off, because I assume they're all gay.
Oh, Bob.
So far, we have Kathy Griffin and Neil Patrick Harris.
Doogie Howser and Kathy Griffin's wardrobe chick.
Yeah.
Right. We're all going to shut the city down, huh?
Doesn't matter.
I have to say,
stay home just to protest.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Huh.
No, I'll go to work.
Tim, if you stay home, don't you come back the next day and everyone thinks you're a little gay?
Oh, I don't care.
Just a little gay.
Let them think it.
You know, that the Day Without a Mexican protest was actually kind of a drag for me because that was my birthday.
And I was like,
so where are we going to go? I kid you not, I had lunch. A friend took me to lunch at one restaurant, went back. Another friend took me to dinner at that restaurant the same day because there was nothing else open.
you get screwed.
Gotta love the alcohol.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, the troupe that sparked a worldwide entertainment phenomenon has now added, and of course this is the Blue Man Group, the bald, bright blue performance artists, have now added a little spark to the classroom. Mm. The creators of the off-Broadway hit have opened a private elementary school in the East Village in New York that uses black lights, yards of plastic tubing, and a padded wonder room to stimulate creative thinking. Opened by the Blue Men in September with 61 kids in kindergarten and early childhood classes. Tuition for the next school year is set at $27,300 for kindergarten and first grade students. $27,300.
Jesus Christ.
Would you send Sophie to that school?
I wouldn't send her to a school where there's a bunch of 35-year-olds calling themselves blue men.
Jesus Christ.
What they should do to really get guys to go see that show is hire the pregnant man to be one of the blue men.
Oh, wow.
Paint his tummy blue.
Wow.
Yeah, him walking around dancing with the blue man. I'd go see that.
Would you really?
Yeah. He pops out a blue baby, which is actually a medical term, isn't it?
I was going to say it's probably not a good thing if that happens.
Umbilical cord wrapped around the kid's neck?
Oh, Tim.
Well, I don't know what's happening on down there. But I would go see the Blue Men Group if the pregnant man was dancing with him.
If the group was just a pregnant man.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, finally, a quick follow-up last night about the pregnant man. The now famous pregnant father, Thomas Beatty, told Barbara Walters that he is now carrying his second child.
Yay.
Beatty, who had gender reassignment surgery performed to change him from a woman to a man, elected to have his female reproductive organs left intact just in case he decided to get pregnant.
Wow, mazel tov.
Yes, very much
mazel
tov.
Although he's probably not Jewish.
I think he's, no. Well, no. He's Polynesian. I don't know how many Polynesian Jews there are. In this clip, Walters asked Thomas Beatty and his wife Nancy how they will explain the second pregnancy to their now 5-month-old daughter, Susan Juliet.
Why do you have to explain anything to a 5-month-old?
Well, Barbara wants to know.
You just sit there. All right, Barbara Walters.
What are you going to tell Susan? And when?
Well, we're going to tell her that we love her dearly and that her mother wasn't able to carry her, but Daddy was.
What happens when people make fun of her?
That's never a good reason not to have a family, but people get teased. Children get teased.
No one's going to make fun of this family, please. Why would they even go there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's to a man and a woman married. The man's carrying the baby.
Yeah.
And he's had two of them in a year.
Yeah.
What's to make fun of?
Nothing.
No, it's pretty normal.
Used for all kinds of reasons. If you have two mommies or red hair, it doesn't matter. We'll just have to raise her with enough strength and resilience in order to withstand anything the world throws at her.
Have you thought, Nancy, of when you're going to tell your child?
I think we'll wait until she seems ready.
We told her yesterday.
I did tell her yesterday.
Really?
I tell her every day.
What'd you tell her?
I said...
These guys sound like two jockeys at Santa Anita in the jocks room talking about their kids. Not that the jocks are having kids, but their voices sound like they're...
The Lollipop League.
Yeah, they're running around Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
Have you thought, Nancy, of when you're going to tell your child?
I think we'll wait until she seems ready.
We told her yesterday.
I did tell her yesterday.
Really?
I tell her every day.
What'd you tell her?
I said, Daddy had you. Daddy had you, and I'm your mommy, and that's your daddy, and... She didn't understand yet.
Well,
yeah, guess what? Just because she's 5 months old is not the reason she didn't understand. She will not understand when she's strung out on heroin at 35.
Oh my God.
And thinking, how the Christ did this possibly happen? How about that? You know, she's 5 months old, so she doesn't understand why her dad had her.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Not like Barbara does. And
I might say a prayer for these two, or this person.
Really?
I might. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to say it on the air, but I might do a couple of Hail Marys and maybe an Our Father or two for these people.
So Thomas Beatty has basically brought you back to Catholicism.
Oh, in a big way.
Wow. Yeah,
big part of the church now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how do you think redhead...
I blame him for Yes on 8.
Wow.
I think he's the problem. I think people, when they went in that voting booth, they go, oh, man, these guys are going to have babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that pregnant guy. I'm voting yes, which is a vote against the pregnant man.
Wow. And how do you think redheaded people feel about being compared to gender reassigned women who are having babies?
I know. I mean, redheaded people get S'd on all the time anyway.
Do you know that, I never heard this before, but a lot of people refer to redheaded people as bad fruit or bad produce.
Jesus Christ. All right, here's the rest of that clip.
She didn't understand yet.
Well,
it didn't fit. Phaser, though.
Oh, it didn't phase. Hey-o. It, please, and freaks.
Yeah.
All right. what else is? Well, that's what that is. It's a freak show. I mean, if you went to a freak show and you saw that pregnant man up there, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think it's a stunt. So it's beyond freak show.
Would you rather see Thomas Beatty painted blue delivering a child or Wicked?
Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah, Thomas Beatty, man.
Okay.
I'm never going to go see Wicked. I have no desire. Is it really?
It's amazing.
I didn't even like Wizard of Oz that much. Why don't I like Wicked?
You should take Sophie.
They don't allow her in there. You have to be like 10 or 11 years old.
I'm not so
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it might be a little scary.
Yeah. They don't like kids in there.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news there?
That's what's
Gina
going on.
Gina Grad, the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I got gonorrhea from
Gina. Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
Oh, man, that wasn't even edited. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.